This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Monday the 2nd of March. I'm Susanna Streeter. It's time now for a look at what's been happening on the markets, and in the US, the Nasdaq Technology Index hit the 5,000 mark, the highest level for 15 years. Peter Jankowskis, Director of Research at Oakbrook Investments, told me why it was doing so well.
In general, it's just momentum that's been very strong among technology stocks and the Nasdaq more broadly for the last 2 years. We're finally seeing those companies fulfill their potential that had them at such tremendous highs back in 1999 and early 2000.
So we've not seen highs like this since the dot-com boom. Is there a worry at all that perhaps it's a boom before another bust?
I've seen a few articles talking about that, but I think the more majority opinion is that, you know, finally these companies have built in to those valuations they had at that time. What we're seeing now is companies with much more reasonable valuations, substantial earnings. You look at companies like Google, how much money they make every year, Apple, how they've grown tremendously. It goes to show that while investors were a little bit early, they weren't necessarily wrong.
Also, we've had some consumer data out today indicating what the U.S. shopper is doing. What did that say, and how were the markets affected?
The personal income number came in with an increase of 0.3%, and that's always good because you need income before you can spend. The spending figures were a little bit weaker than expected, down 0.2%, but overall the market was satisfied with that, particularly the income numbers. Given what happened in the bond market in terms of investors moving out of bonds, I think people think these are strong enough numbers that the Fed will feel comfortable with starting to raise interest rates later this year.
Strong enough numbers as well to show that consumers have enough money to spend and boost the profits of all those tech companies.
Indeed.
And that was Peter Jankowskis, Director of Research at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. Well, for some latest numbers on Wall Street, I can tell you that the Dow was up 0.9% at 18,288 at the end of the day. In London, the 100 share index was down 0.1% at 69.40. Gold is trading at $1,207 an ounce.
There are dozens of different podcasts now available from the BBC, including news, documentaries, science, business, arts and sports. For details of them all, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.